Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Calling plays, and it was. There was a good rhythm on offense. And I think, obviously, the offensive line, we'll talk about that throughout the course of today, they played a lot better. A little bit more consistency up front in regards to just, you know, their technique, what they were doing. And I thought the play calling, I mentioned this last week, how does the offensive coordinator, you asked me, was it more offensive coordinator or more offensive line? And I said 60-40, 60 offensive line, 40% play caller, because you can be put in position for success. Now it's up to you to follow through. And yesterday it felt like when you're looking at the angles of which the offensive line was expected to block and the times that they were expected to block one-on-one in pass pro, it felt like they had the advantage, looked like they had the advantage most of the day.
Yeah, I was texting with TJ a little bit after the game, and of course he'll be in for the last hour of the show, and he thought the variety of run concepts benefited this offensive line, and he thought they were a step ahead.
Yeah, from read to gap, it was everything. And so it was, they were allowed to be aggressive, they were allowed to use, the advantage the offense has is, you know what the scheme is. You know what the play call is, where the ball is supposed to go. You know what the snap count is. And on the road, you might not have as much of the snap count as an advantage. Obviously, yesterday, that wasn't an issue. And by the way, did you see all the videos on TikTok? Because you could see it on TV. Like, there was a huge representation of Lions fans. But there were a lot of Commanders fans that were like, hey, I just arrived in Detroit. And they would show the escalators coming out of the subway. They would show the buses. It was just floods and floods of Lions fans.
Well, it's people who made the trip because in their mind, it was cheaper.
Right.
We get those texts every week. We had some on the tailgate show on Sunday. People saying this was actually cheaper, flight included, to go to the game.
And then, of course, probably not hotel stay as well.
No, probably not. But then you also have people who, for whatever reason, like work has displaced them over to the East Coast, mm-hmm. whether it's D.C. or Maryland or Philadelphia or New York, whatever. Yep. They can make their way in and watch the Lions play, and Lions fans did it again.
Mm-hmm. Took it over.
And it's easier to take over when your team keeps scoring touchdowns and you can be really loud over and over and over again.
That's for sure. It just was fun to watch. And what they didn't end up punting...
At all.
Ever.
Yeah, so zero sacks, zero punts, 200 yards rushing. Reset the line of scrimmage, kept Jared Goff upright. We talked about it on Friday. Like, what do you need to see? Is it a win or is it style points? Does it need to look a certain way? And I think at the end of the show, I threw out run for 150 yards. They exceeded that. Mm-hmm. Said Goff can't get sacked more than twice. Didn't get sacked at all. And game control. John, they never trailed.
Yeah, and I just say control the offensive line or control the line of scrimmage, and they did that on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
It was controlled by the offensive line and defensive line all game long. And how about, are we done taking the questions of we need to get J-Mo more involved?
And here's the thing. It happened organically, or at least it felt organic.
Yeah, it didn't feel forced.
Yeah, it was just, hey, it's going to come in the flow of the offense. And he had a couple on one drive alone. It's just, hey, if they're not going to, they're going to play man-to-man on a crosser, all right, well, he's going to beat you. He's going to keep running.
Speed kills.
Exactly. So there's a lot to digest from this football game. Why was it so much better? Well, looked like the offensive line fired out and took it personal. Looked like Dan Campbell's influence on the offense was right there from the jump, right? Calling plays, saying, no, no, no. If you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. No offense, John Morton. This is my football team. I got to make the tough calls. And he's been willing to do that.
Well, I just like it that he... A lot of coaches will say, well, let's give it some more time. I'll be in his ear more, and I'll do this, that, the other thing during the week. We'll prepare, but he's still going to call plays on Sunday. No. I mean, you were 5-3 going into the game, and it was time, put up or shut up. It's got to be done now, so don't wait. If you were thinking or if you had any doubts, if you were thinking of making that change, then do it. And maybe John Morton needs a few days or a few weeks of watching and listening to Dan Campbell call the plays. I don't know if he ever goes back to it.
I was going
to
say, it'd be weird to go back.
It would be weird, but I'm just saying maybe he needs a little bit of extra time of watching Dan Campbell call the plays. This is how I want it done, because we saw it in his first year, right? Anthony Lynn, not doing it the way I want it. I'll take it over. What happened with the offense? It starts to click a little bit. Now, all of a sudden, hey, you've got Gibbs, you've got LaPorta, you've got so many more weapons, and it's not going how Dan Campbell has a vision for it. That's the beauty of a head coach that is willing to make the tough decisions.
With what's at stake, he should be calling plays the rest of the season. I don't think you go back.
No.
And John, it's not like you're asking him to do something that other coaches don't do. I started doing a head count yesterday. 16 of the 32 teams have their head coach calling the offensive plays. So this is a totally normal thing to do. In fact, 4 of the top 5 scoring offenses have their head coach calling plays. Mm-hmm. It's the Colts with Steichen. It's the Lions, who have the number 2 scoring offense in football. Cowboys and Rams are 4 and 5. Schottenheimer and McVay are calling plays while also being the head coach. It's not asking too much of your head coach. It's quite literally the expectation in a lot of instances.
And that's not to say what the defensive head coaches do for their as defensive
point.
Play callers.
Fair point.
Right.
But I mean, it's Andy Reid calls plays, right? It's Matt LaFleur calls plays. It's a lot of respected teams and coaches who win a lot of football games. Their head coach calls the plays. So for Dan Campbell, it's not too much on his plate. He showed he could handle it. And with what's at stake, this is what the offense has to look like.
Yeah, and you go back to all the different things that have made this team what it is today. And you go back to Anthony Lynn not being able to do it. Dan Campbell, first time he's ever called plays on the sidelines. And, you know, hey, work out the kinks in year one, 3-13-1.
Right.
Now all of a sudden it becomes an issue when you are, hey, you've been in the NFC Championship game. You've had the number one seed. Your coaches, your coordinators all got head jobs. Now all of a sudden you have to make that change. It's not going the way you want it. It's not always going to be a home run hire. But the reason that we said we weren't concerned is because this is Dan Campbell's offense.
And you go out and you calm everybody down.
Yep.
Look, I want to get out in front of something. We're going to do 4 hours of radio on it. No, they didn't beat the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. We're going to get a lot of show me against Philly. They didn't play Philly yesterday. They didn't have the chance to show you yesterday. That was as good as they could have looked, given who they were going to play, right?
Yeah.
Again, they couldn't beat Philly. What they could do is go out and punt 0 times. What they could do is go out and spread the ball around, get everybody involved, run up 500 yards of total offense, and pummel somebody. Now, predictable. This is what they do. They don't lose back-to-back. You will need to see it against Philly, but this was step one.
Yeah, since 23, when they, you know, that's the season where they went to the NFC Championship game. They have not played down to the level of their opponent, except for one time, and I would actually say that was last week against Minnesota, and they got beat because for a lot of different reasons. We don't have to rehash that,
right.
But this is a beat up Washington Commanders team. You go in there and you make it no doubt. This was no doubt from the first snap to the last snap. It was no doubt you were the supreme team in that stadium.
The stat, Lions have come back following a loss and won 13 straight times going back to 2022. 3 years where this team has not let one loss become two.
Mm-hmm.
That part I expected. I expected them to fire off and bounce back and play inspired and beat up a team that eliminated them a year ago, right? And they did, and they did it emphatically. So we open up the lines. We got ticket text 248-539-9797. 97-1. All right, guys, you're smiling on a victory Monday. Let's Talk about your teeth. Football season's heading into crunch time, and so is your calendar. Between work, family, and games, it's easy to forget that dentist appointment you've been putting off. Brightside makes it quick and easy, like a no-huddle offense for your smile. If you've been putting off that visit, you want to start the new year with a brighter smile, now's the time. Brightside Dental's welcoming new patients, $35 new patient special. If your current dentist can't see you soon, no problem. Brightside can, and it's often same day. 9 Metro Detroit locations to choose from. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Part of a 5-touchdown, 500-yard day for the Lions offense where they didn't punt. Welcome in on a victory Monday. 248-539-9797. Phone calls and texts. John, they couldn't beat the Eagles yesterday. They didn't play the Eagles yesterday.
Right.
But they looked as good as they could offensively. And of course, the headline is Dan Campbell said, if you need it done right, you do it yourself. Took over the play calls. Spectacles and all. Some of your response on the text. Dan Campbell is a leader. He said, hey, if it doesn't work, point the finger at me. That's a guy you want to go to war with.
Mm-hmm.
Tech said there had to be at least 70% Lions fans last night, Tom, at the Baltimore airport.
Wow.
It may have sounded that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it, they obviously didn't show the crowd enough to be able to get a gauge at home as to how many people were there. But yeah, I mean, I don't know that the Washington fans really believed that they had much of a chance in that game.
Three and six, backup quarterback. Man,
and where that stadium is, nobody wants to go there. I can't wait for them to build a one downtown.
Congrats. Detroit beat a bad Commanders team with no QB, exactly what they should have done. Now if the Lions can beat Philly on Sunday Night Football, that'll show me something, signed Steve.
Okay. Well, we'll get that shot on Sunday.
One step at a time. Tech says it's a good win, but it's a bottom feeder team. It's from Kevin. He says, the way I see it, we didn't have any catastrophic injuries. That's the biggest win.
And it's a good win. And if nothing else, a lot of confidence coming out of this game. And confidence in the offensive line. And that's where, hey, you get a new left guard. And at times, you had a new center.
Mm-hmm.
Colin was in there. So it was, you know, there were some things where you just got to make sure all the parts are working as they should.
Build confidence. That's what we talked about.
All the parts are working as they should. And Colin's your center. You want that one to work well.
I believe he pronounces it Cologne. But either way.
They had Harry Colin one day, back in the day. You play against Harry Colin?
No, I don't think so. I think that was well before my time.
You never had to block Harry Colin?
No.
Tom, what did you take out of it?
I think the big takeaway offensively, they used the middle of the field. Whether it was JMO, the Gibbs screen.
Yeah.
Laporta, obviously, and others, but I thought that was missing, and I thought some of the people were starting to catch on to that, some of the fans last week, in terms of everything's just going outside. It's like getting stretched out. No, you got to move upfield.
Push it.
Yeah, and I thought that was probably the most significant change. How about this? Gibbs and Demo split carries 15 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Balance. That looked more like previous season's offense. And then Raymond and Tesla, four catches. During the entire rest of the season, the other eight games, they had 12. We were asking for third receiver involvement. Oh, all of a sudden, this offensive line that stinks has the ability to block and have a third receiver on the field.
Well, I think it's a couple
things. It was Ben Johnson's offense yesterday, which I think validates our feelings on this show that it was always Dan Campbell's offense that Ben Johnson ran. John Morton wasn't running Ben Johnson's offense. The tweaks you would make every offseason, and it showed. There's no way they can go back.
No.
This is permanent.
Yeah, Dan Campbell's calling plays. I like Gibbs running the Texas route instead of staying in the block. I mean, the first touchdown, you get him in space, a linebacker can't keep up with him.
Right.
You punish people.
I thought they did what they wanted to do instead of taking what the defense was giving them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they determined it, whether it was motions that set up, hey, the looks that we want to be able to run against, the looks that we want to be able to protect against. I thought it was from formation to motions to personnel groups. It was almost a carbon copy of what we saw for 17 games last year.
Put some numbers on it. I went back and looked at, we spent a lot of time talking about how much they struggled on third down and all the third and longs they had the week before. Against the Vikings, they were 5 of 17 on third down. Average distance to gain was 7.5 yards. So you're in third and long almost the whole game. They picked up 7 first downs all game before hitting third down. So those early downs weren't super beneficial. Mm-hmm. This week, 5 of 10 on third down, 50%. Average distance was 5 yards. You're in third and medium. Suddenly the whole playbook's open. And John, they avoided third down for most of the game. 23 first downs picked up on first and second down. Yeah. It was more aggressive from first down. And they were in better situations on third down. Like, by all the numbers, this was the exact offensive game plan we needed to see.
Yeah, and I mean, the entire key to being good on third down is to be good on first and second. Or avoid it altogether, to your point. Yeah. But if you're going to be in third down, you want it to be third and two, third and one, third and three, third and four with this team, because you know if you get to fourth and one, what are you doing? You're going
Bingo.
For it.
Bingo. Football coverage today presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your favorite local NFL game every Sunday. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Overreact Gyms at 7 o'clock. More room for your Lions calls after Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. You guys, there's still a chance to become mega millionaires.
Oh, yeah.
So the Mega Millions jackpot continues setting records, now offering the 8th largest jackpot in the game's history. So there were no winners on Friday night's drawing, which means the jackpot has now risen to $900 million.
I know, always see the billboard on the way in this morning. I'm like, nobody won. Here we go.
Yeah, I think we have put a hits a billion. That'll be worth the time.
Okay. We won $15.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
Right. Congratulations.
We woke up, Colin's like, we won. I was like, no, nobody won, Colin. I already saw the news. He's like, no, we won $15.
Yes.
Like, put it back in. Let's go again. So still a chance
play
for a
house
Tuesday
money.
Night's drawing. Yep. Commanders defensive tackle Darren Payne was ejected from the game against the Lions after punching Amon-Ra St. Brown. So after Detroit scored their third touchdown in the first half, Payne slugged St. Brown with his right hand after this verbal exchange. He was given an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and an automatic ejection. This was the first time he's been ejected from a game in his 8 seasons.
And it was a roundhouse, too. It wasn't like just a little slap in the face. It was...
He got his money's worth.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
And we'll find out how much money that's going to cost them.
Exactly. The former longtime commissioner of the NFL, Paul Tagliabue, died in his home in Maryland on Sunday morning. He was 84 years old. Sad for sure. He was the commissioner for 17 years, from 1989 to 2006. Obviously, he was succeeded by Roger Goodell, the current commissioner. His family said he died from heart failure complicated by Parkinson's disease. And in a statement, Goodell, I mean, a really great statement, just said that he was forever grateful and proud to have Paul as one of his friends and described him as the ultimate steward of the game.
Yeah. I mean, I got to know him a little bit as a player and player rep. He had a great relationship with Gene Upshaw, who was the head of the NFLPA at that time. And, you know, no work stoppages under his time. He was lead counsel when Pete Rozelle was the commissioner, and it was NFL free agency. It was, there was a lot of things that he had his hands in even before he was the commissioner. And it was, he just was a very kind man.
He oversaw tremendous growth in the league. When he took over as the commissioner, football was not king the way it is today.
No.
And it very much blew up under his leadership.
Detroit's very own White Stripes have finally claimed their spot in rock history. On Saturday, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they were presented by fellow Motor City legend Iggy Pop. So pretty cool moment. While the band was joined by Jack White on stage to accept the honor, drummer and co-founder Meg White was not in attendance, but he did read a message from her saying that she was very thankful and grateful for the support and for this moment. And then he used his speech to basically thank everyone who got him to where he was, and basically praised Detroit, which is pretty cool. Police in Harper Woods are investigating after a teen was shot at a high school football playoff game on Friday. Apparently, a big fight broke out at the end of the Harper Woods versus Chandler Park game, and the shooting happened despite there still being a large police presence at this game. And according to the victim's mother, her 17-year-old son was shot in the hip. She says that he was an innocent bystander when he was hit by the stray bullet. He was treated at the scene, taken to the hospital, later released, so he is going to be okay. But now the mother is just questioning everything, of course, and she hopes that the school districts will start to rethink security at high school games, which it does sound like they were trying to do, but this wasn't prevented. As of Friday night, there was no suspect in custody. In some lighter news, there's a new wellness trend on TikTok. It's called dark showering.
Dark showering?
Yeah. Which
can I guess?
I'm guessing you shower in the dark.
With the lights off.
Ding, 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 ding. It's a normal shower. You just shower in the dark. It's supposed to make you feel calm and improve your sleep. If you shower before bed at night, obviously you don't want to improve your sleep in the morning. But if you shower before bed, it's supposed to tell your brain, you know, it's time to go to sleep. The bright lights kind of tell you, stay awake. It's a stupid concept because it makes sense.
If you like showering in the dark. I mean,
it could be dangerous.
Well,
maybe,
I mean,
if you can't see anything,
sure.
You dimmer lights if you have a dimmer in the bathroom.
I'm sure there's
light a candle.
Anyway, give it a try.
Shower by candlelight.
Mm. Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it's not like you need a light to find anything. You're pretty sure where everything is.
It's Heather with the news. Gotcha, John. All right, coming up next, we got open lines. Want to talk about that Lions victory. Campbell taking over play calling. So much better. It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. So whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I would say rhythm established. No punts. Eight drives, five touchdowns. Dan Campbell. Ticket text. With Campbell calling plays, does that mean Morton gets fired?
I don't think so. He didn't fire Anthony Lynn until... they parted ways after the season, but it wasn't an in-season firing. It was an in-season demotion. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, I don't think he gets fired.
No.
Guys, I gave you the stats. 16 different NFL teams have their head coach calling plays. They also employ offensive coordinators.
Right.
And it's for install and coaching during the week.
Yeah, I was trying to explain that in the house last night. And I'm like, you know what? There is great value for a play caller to be one on the field and being able to have face-to-face conversations with your receivers, with your running backs, with your O-line, with your quarterback for sure. But to have an extra set of eyeballs that is looking from above, what are you seeing? How are they adjusting to this formation, to this motion? What are they doing in the secondary? Like, you can't see everything from the field.
Right.
So to have somebody up there that's not a position coach, but just an extra set of eyeballs, that's what John Morton became.
Yeah, we call it what it is. He got demoted, but it was for the best interest of the team. Yeah. And Dan Campbell's not afraid to do that. And I think he'll have a job and he'll have a role during the week. But on game day, Dan Campbell is going to set the tone for this offense, and he needs to, because they're chasing a Super Bowl, and the offense has to look better than it did.
It has to perform better than it did.
Yeah.
And look better, perform better. All of those results. Things go hand in hand.
Yeah, the biggest thing is results. Tech says, anybody calling and talking down about the Lions win didn't see Miami beat Buffalo yesterday. No wins are guaranteed any given Sunday. Jody in Orange Park.
Was that the biggest surprise yesterday?
Unbelievable.
It was crazy. Miami, who is just left for dead, and they find a way to stand up and beat Buffalo?
They hadn't beat Buffalo in like 3 years. It's like 1,000-plus days since they had beaten the Bills.
To me, that one just made no sense at all.
How about this for Buffalo? For all the good they had beating Kansas City, immediately the next week, it's right. Gone. Congrats.
But that's why NFL is tough. Like, and it doesn't do us any good. And maybe it makes you feel a little bit better to see the Bills lose to what at the time was a 2-7. Two and seven.
Dolphins team. Yeah.
Dolphins team. And you lost to a Minnesota team that ended up being 500 after the game. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody believes that Minnesota is still better than Miami.
I do, yes.
And but a lot of people do. It just happens.
And it can't happen too often if you want to achieve your goals. But I think again, the theme of bounce back, three straight years. They don't lose back-to-back games. And they normally respond not with like a tepid field goal win.
Right.
They're typically emphatic. Like, this was predictable that the Lions would bounce back. I think we all kind of counted on this to be a win. And most of us picked them to cover the spread. It's going to be building on this. This was important for them to look this way, build some confidence, set themselves up, because the stretch run is going to include games at Philly, at the Rams, and Thanksgiving Day, they're going to play the Green Bay Packers. You got to start looking the part. You got to start building that rhythm, to use Dan Campbell's word. Some ticket text. Goff is at his best when he's dissecting the middle of the field. Great point by Gov. He's not a big arm quarterback you want making throws to every sideline, every play.
No, but he makes plenty of good throws to the sidelines. It's not like he can't, but yeah, you don't want him doing that. You don't want any quarterback doing that every single time. You need to have plays over the middle, down the middle. And when you get a chance to go, you're in man-to-man coverage. Like, you have a great man-to-man beater. That's called J-Mo.
Speed.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, if you're going to be in man-to-man coverage, you're going to be man up on a running back as well. Good luck.
See ya. Callers are correct saying it was a down-and-out Washington team. Great to see the offense play well, but I need to see it against Philly. Also, not impressed that the only way we pressure the QB is by a blitz. Phil in a truck.
Yeah, we do need to get more wins at the line of scrimmage. And I don't know if there was such an emphasis on stopping the run. Maybe an overemphasis on stopping the run because you had Mariota back there. I don't necessarily... And you know... Scary Terry wasn't playing.
Right.
Like, you don't have the threat down the field, so maybe you're not putting as much emphasis on getting at after the passer. Now, third and longs, yeah, pin your ears back and go. But it was about stopping the run yesterday.
Yeah, and I thought some good coverage one-on-one down the field. Terry and Arnold left the game with an injury, but he had a couple plays down the field in phase, not allowing a throw.
Yeah.
Mollett had a big third down pass breakup. It felt like they did a nice job in coverage down the field.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, from front to back, it was a good performance.
Yeah, they doubled them up. I mean, 44-22, you're winning the game, kicking your feet up in the second half. I mean, that's more like it. Ticket Tech says, Victory Monday. Really nice win yesterday. Offensively looked great, but it's their fight for all quarters that's impressive. Total team effort, and Cade's turning into a legitimate superstar.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought that was a Lions text. It was actually a Pistons text. Mm. And this one says, how about them first place Pistons? Great start. Now, if the Wings can get their crap together... Everybody will be rolling. Lions offense was amazing. John and Shelby. Get a little Pistons in the overreactions this week, 7:02. Did Hutch play after he missed the screen pass in the first? No stats. Looked like the right tackle and Ertz had no problem standing him up yesterday. $45 million a year. Show up on the stat sheet more than every other week. From an unnamed texter.
Right.
Is this what this is going to be with him now?
Yes, it
he
will
be.
He
got paid, so if he doesn't have two sacks, he's a bum and overpaid.
Yeah.
He's a ghost. And okay.
He's doing everything he's supposed to do. He's just fine. And then now we're going to get text and say, well, he's got to be more than just fine. So, no. He's worth every penny.
Can I just say this? Why we got to nitpick that win?
Well,
that was as decisive, and I understand the standards are more than beating Washington. But can we just take the game for what it was? They rolled in, rolled up, and kicked ass for four quarters.
Yeah, but I mean, and I don't disagree with a lot of the people. Hey, we need to see it against Philly. But they did not get a chance to play Philly yesterday. Like, they didn't put the smack down on Washington and then grab the train and go up to Philly and they're going to, you know, play tonight. No, we're going to get a chance to watch Philly and Green Bay play tonight.
I think with a lot of people, they need the signature win. There's the people out there that don't count Baltimore as a signature win. And
Tampa doesn't count either, right?
You know, but they gave back the Baltimore win against the Vikings last week.
Okay. I'm not telling anybody that they have to accept what happened yesterday as who this football team is. Clearly, Philly's going to be the bigger litmus test. But they didn't, I keep saying it, they didn't play Philly. So we'll judge him against Philly next week.
Yeah. I just think some fans need that kind of moment or win to get on board.
Well, to your point, Tom, if Carter and Davis in the middle of this Eagles front eats the Lions alive next week on Sunday Night Football, anything we're talking about today is going to be null and void. Right?
Yes. Well, we are not going to win or lose the Super Bowl yesterday. We're not going to win or lose the Super Bowl next Sunday. It's just, okay, you're going to play the Eagles. You're going to get a chance to see how you match up against the Eagles. And I think it's going to be a slugfest. I really do. The Eagles defense, I'm not going to do the Eagles yet. We got a whole week.
But all I'm going to say on that is, if you wanted to feel good about beating the Eagles, you needed to do what they just did.
Right. Because the risk, if you don't do that yesterday and just say you dropped it, the risk is you come out of the first 10 games at 5-5.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Couple on the dark showers.
Oh.
100% yes on dark showering. Also, it's sad that Morton, such a sad John Morton on one of the cut shots yesterday, showing Dan waving in personnel and then cutting to Morton up in the booth. Morton may have just played Candy Crush on his phone. Wasn't involved much, Dan, up north. Campbell claims that they were in constant communication. Very collaborative.
Yeah.
Dark, hot showers are nice and very calming from an unnamed texter. So there's a vote for that.
I don't know that I've ever tried it. Dark shower.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Well, I'm not knocking it at all. I think it's a great idea.
Anyone else getting tired of Vilma constantly getting names wrong on the broadcast? Mitch at work. Or repeatedly trying to force a 6-7 joke with the president?
Oh, I know.
We get too much of that broadcast team.
I was going to say, is this like the third or fourth Vilma game of the year?
Yeah.
Still waiting for Deion Branch to make a play.
You know, I did turn it on. The game's on yesterday. I was watching the Minnesota game. And my guys, Coogan Moose.
Underrated.
Uh-huh. Not underrated. I'm telling you.
I think one of the tones last week was that people didn't believe this team is a Super Bowl contender anymore. And I kind of was falling into that a little bit. Like they had the look of a divisional round and not farther, because I had real, real concerns about the offensive line. For a week, it looked good. Let's just say this. They're 43-14 since this thing turned in 2022. They look the part more than they don't. The coach fixed things for a week. Will that work against Philly? I don't know. I would actually... Going into this Philly game, defensively, I've got some questions about the Lions. Can they stop a quarterback like Hurts? Can they get pressure on Hurts that makes them uncomfortable?
Eagles, Packers, they're going to play tonight. Two teams you're keeping an eye on. Team that Texter wants us to keep an eye on is the Bears. 6-3 after an 0-2 start. Don't be surprised if Week 18 is for the division title, signed an unnamed Texter.
I don't think it's going to be for division title. You look at the Bears, like they got a gift yesterday.
I know Dark got hurt.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. So he goes out with concussion, symptoms. And I mean, that is the fourth time that they've lost with a double digit lead.
The Giants. Yes.
Yeah. So
Russ should have given some of that micro bubble water.
But can we just do the same thing for them as we do for the Lions then? What is their signature win? All right, so they beat the Commanders by 1 point. They've beaten the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Saints, the Bengals, and the Giants. Oh, well, that Bengals win, it's not a great win because the Bengals are terrible right now, and they had Lamar Jackson as well. They lost to, Bengals, that didn't know Joe Burrow. They lost to the Ravens.
Yep.
And we know that they lost to the Lions,
John,
too.
I'm right there with you. These were not on the same. These are not the same caliber of football teams, despite what the records or standings may indicate. More of your thoughts, ticket text, phone calls, 248-539-9797. We'll get the overreactions at 702. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather here with some big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan, and everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-2-verizon/.
Jared Goff talking about Dan Campbell calling the play, saw him with the specs and the play sheet, and an offense that looked a whole of a lot better.
Good rhythm.
248-539-9797. Biggest reason things look better, Dan Campbell in control, but it's not the only thing. Offensive line was much better. It picked up pressures. Goff wasn't sacked a single time. They were much better on first and second down, much more aggressive, worked the middle of the field. Everybody got involved. The run game was dominant. Like, check, 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 check. Everything you could have wanted to see all in one nice, tidy package. They didn't punt a single time. They scored on all eight drives.
And they were never predictable. Like, you never knew what was coming next because early on it was Amon-Ra St. Brown. Then you just had everybody in the mix, and the ball was going from left to right, running it, and it was, you know, both running backs in the game, and you just never knew. As if you were a defensive coordinator, like, okay, what am I thinking about on this play, or what am I thinking about on the next play? I thought Dan Campbell did a really nice job of keeping that Washington defense, you know, on their toes and not being able to, you know, anticipate what was coming next.
And he downplayed him as a play caller, right? Like, this is collaborative, and didn't even really fully commit to this being the way they're going to do it long term. Right. This is what should happen long term. He should be calling the plays. This is what happens on half the teams in the league.
Right. There's no question, especially when you come out feeling the way you do of that game. I mean,
how could you
just
possibly
think
go back?
From a player's perspective? Like, I don't think any of the players will come out and say, boy, it sure felt good that Dan Campbell was calling the plays. But inside and in that locker room, I guarantee you they're like, man, that's what it should be. That's exactly what it should be.
For the top five scoring offenses, their head coach calls the plays. Let's get to Mike in Washington. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Cookies? What's going on, John?
How you doing?
We're doing good. I talked to Kasi yesterday, right before the game, an hour out. And I was, man, what did we say? We said we wanted to see that offensive line. We wanted to see 150 yards rushing. And, man, we had, 206 combined? That I was genuinely only watching that offensive line for the first three drives of that game, and I was pleased. I mean, from the very first run, they're getting 5 yards of push, fellas. We had Gibbs, he had 142, Monty had 71, Leaf had 10. You know, that does not happen without this offensive line. And this is how the team's supposed to be ran, all right? I don't know if yesterday was a John Morton. This is how it's supposed to be called. I don't know if it's supposed to be a Dan Campbell. This is your job from now on, you know? But all I want to say is great win, team win. The fan base needs to relax a little bit. I had some guys the whole game, well, but this looks bad. This looks bad. This looks bad. We got a bunch of wet blankets still. There's going to be highs and lows. Fan base needs to relax. Last week we were the worst team. This week we're the best team. I think the Lions are on top.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of roller coaster. And honestly, until you get to the postseason and you start winning in the postseason, there's going to be a lot of people that don't even care what happens in the regular season. Just get there and then show me.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm almost at that mindset where it's like the regular season matters, but it doesn't. You know, it's cool to watch, but let's get to the playoffs.
Well, this is what happens when your team gets good. Like, I know the Lions are the team we're least familiar with, but this is what happens when you get to this stage of your rebuild. The rebuild's over, you're a contender, and the regular season is just a setup.
Right. And it's kind of assumed that you're going to be in the postseason. And I think there are some people obviously coming out of the Minnesota game that said, oh, they're not even going to make the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to be in the postseason. And then it's a matter of, do you have a home game in week one, or are you on the road? Or do you have a bye?
And how viable are you? Right? And I think some games will mean more than others. Philly this next week is one of them. Like, if you don't like the yo-yo or the roller coaster, buckle up. Like, if they lose to Philly, you know how that's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
So, look, one day at a time. Let's get to Stu in West Bloomfield. Stu, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
I just think that this was more or less of Dan Campbell knowing how to utilize his weapons and John Morton saying, ooh, I got all these weapons, and not knowing how to properly put them into play. You know, you're throwing J-Mo deep, but really, like you say, we got the best man-to-man beater. Send him over the middle and let him get a head start, and then let his speed take over. He can turn an 8-yard catch to a 20-yard gain. We saw that twice in the game. So I think more or less Morton came in with, you know, okay, I got St. Brown, I got LaPorta, I got Gibbs, but didn't know how to use them. And Dan Campbell just finally stepped in and said, this is how you utilize my offense. So also, it was not the Chicago coach doing all the magic. It's Dan Campbell's offense and knowing how to utilize the tools in the offense.
Amen. Amen,
Stu. Also, I want to say rest in heaven to Lenny Wilkins, who passed away yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday was a tough day for some legends in both basketball and football.
Wrap the hour up with Alex. You're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
Good. Hey, tip of the cap to that last caller. He basically stole my thunder. I don't think John Morton understands how to utilize the players in this offense. And I think Dan Campbell calling the plays yesterday was just a perfect example of what needs to be happening, opposed to John Morton calling on a 3rd and 15 a little screen pass to J-Mo that gets blown up right away. I think he needs to go, guys, honestly.
I don't think they're going to fire him in season, but the demotion should stand. Well, Dan should call plays.
So I do want to talk about the progression of becoming a good play caller.
We can do that when we come back. I know. Yeah. We got overreactions next, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.